February 1961. The late Gordon Lindsay was in Mount Olives in Israel. And God told him, go to Africa, pick a man, and take him with you to America. From Mount Olives. Never known my name, never saw me before. He flew from Israel to London, London to Lagos, Nigeria, and asked for a missionary called Elton. He said, God woke me up and said, I should go and look for a man called Benson Idahosa. He sought for me. The next day they found me. He said, God told me, Mount Olive, 2 days ago to take you with me and bring you back to do the work I sent you to do. Favor. The day you will realize that it's not your skill, it's not your might, it's not your power, but your God, your prayer will change. That man took me to America, brought me here, gave me scholarship of everything, books, housing, everything. And he said to me, Benson, anything you buy in any store in America, send the receipt to my office. They give you the money back. And guess what? I bought. You don't tempt me with good things. I hear sales in Kmart suit in those days, 25 years ago, $7 for a suit. I buy 5. I go to the office on Monday, they give me the money. I came to America with 1-ton suitcase. I left here with 13 suitcases. Bible filled 6. Tracks filled 4. Clothes for the rest. And the Lord said, from now, go ahead. By one, by one, by one. From one church to 2, to 3, to 4, to 5, to 1,000, to 2,000, to more. From 12 souls, to 100 souls, to half a million souls, to 1 million souls. Today, to God be the glory. How many millions? I don't know. Favor. How do we become doers of the impossible? Look at the answer. The angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Shall call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants some men to be pregnant tonight, not just women. Conceive something in your heart. Conceive something in your belly. Conceive something in your head. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Oh, Maraca Sokolo. Yeah, yes. In your womb. Something want to spring up. Something want to shoot up. Something want to come out. God wants to put what was not there, there, so that you can say God did it. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bear a son. Call him Jesus. He shall be great. Somebody say amen. Amen. And what God wants to put in your belly and your heart tonight shall be great. I wish somebody could say amen to that. Amen. I hope you are aware I'm prophesying on you tonight. You don't need to pay me $100 to hear me prophesy. I'm not a commercial prophet. I'm a servant of the living God. You don't need to attend prophet's conference to hear what God is saying. That's where some of you are missing it. Say, prophets are coming to town. All of us are going. Prophet, prophet, tell me what God, tell me something. You need plain truth. Truth will make you free. You don't need liars to tell lie over your head. And you say, prophet said. 2 years ago, one of our daughters in the ministry said, Papa, I want to marry. I said, don't. She said, a prophet told me, God is going to give me double for my trouble. I said, you are going to get double trouble. She said, prophet. I said, prophet didn't tell you anything. Make effort to reconcile with your husband. No, no, no. Prophet says, don't go by prophet. No marriage should come by prophecy. Marriage should come by looking. Look at the life of the man. Is he a godly man? Does he know Jesus? She said, but the prophet, I said, if you marry her, him, you will regret. She went ahead. 8 months later, broke. And we are counting how many times she has married. Her prophet said. She called me, Papa, I've left my man. I said, what happened? I said, you got double for your trouble. Because you refused to listen. If God will appear to you, devil will disappear from you. He shall be great. Say with me, I'm expecting a great thing. Say it louder. Say it louder.
Oh, Lord.
Verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I know no man? You know, whenever we want to do great things, we are looking for man. How will this impossible be? How can this big vision be actualized? I'll take you there just. The dream that is beyond my income and above my salary and above my education, how can it be? God is troubling me. And you know God never gave bad trouble. He never put you to bad trouble. Never. Every time God tells me to do something, I tell this my family. God said, do this. In my country, doctors are professors in university. He's in university here. Professor in my country is paid $220 a month. That's what they receive. That's what they are paid every 30 days. Professor, doctor, $200. And God said, build me a big church, $10 million. How are you going to build that? Unless you hear God say it. Build me a school, $5 million. Build me this. One stupid thing I've been so used to now, when God says it, he will do it. I'm so foolish that I don't ask questions. If that's what you say. Last year, he said to me, last June, he said, start a university. I just got a check from you. I gave to the school, and I had $212 left out of the money you sent to me. I said, start a university. Now is the time. Took the money. I said, did you see the figure? You look at it. It's not a hamburger. You're talking of university. I said, let my hand touch it. Be so foolish to show God how lazy you are. Don't tell him you are clever. I said, 212, you want to start university? Say, yeah, start it. If you start it, I'll do it. I didn't tell you to build me a church. I said, I will build my church. If you initiate it, I will inaugurate it. That's what God took. I started. Now, we have dormitory for students. Now, we have 300 students in the university. In Africa. How shall this be? Say that to everybody. I didn't hear you, please. Now say it one more time. Try it one more time. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost Shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. Somebody say highest. Say highest power. Say highest power. That's what you need. How do I do what I'm afraid to do? Hook yourself. I say, hey, what are you doing? I'm plugged to highest power.
Hallelujah.
When you want to build a big church, I'm hooked to him. I'm plugged to him. Did he fail Joshua? No. Did he fail Amos? No. Did he fail Isaiah? No. Is he going to start with you? No. How do I do what I'm afraid to do? Connect yourself to the power of the highest. I don't have money. Shut up. I know no man. Shut up. I don't know the mayor. Shh. My church is small. The offering cannot pay the bill. Shut your mouth, please. What should I do? Connect your life to the power of the highest. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? How do I become a possibilitarian? By linking myself to the God with whom all things are possible. If you are a pastor, raise your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can go to any gathering of shepherds, roll on the floor, laugh till tomorrow, die till tomorrow, vomit till tomorrow, shake till tomorrow. Shaking will not do it. If God has not spoken, when you finish exercising your flesh, go home and take a shower and sleep. Because what many of you are doing today is that I want to go to where people are laughing. Amen. I want to go to where people are falling. Amen. I want to go and... No. No. You can roll your head on the tide road. If God said nothing, nothing will change. Unknown, Mary. Unknown. Unknown. And God wants to start to use the unknown to be known. Say, that's me. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. That's me. God wants to start to knock at the door of people who know nobody. How can this be? The power of the highest. You have been associating with low people. Go to the highest. You've been associating with the bank. Every time you ask bank for a loan, they ask you to bring your grandfather and he's dead. Shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You know what this is telling me? The next event in your life is going to be godly. Does anybody hear what I'm saying? Yeah. You tried your human being sense. Say, from now, everything that happened to you will happen according to the grace of God. Can I hear you say amen for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. That's what you need to hook your life to. Those who wear nothing that become something. Don't run after people who used to be, who are no more. You don't need it. You don't need it. Actually, I told my executive assistant, I said, when you are introducing me to any ministry in America, don't send my profile. Don't send my CV. What are they going to know about me? I'm this and this and that and that. Haven't said all. Is that what I came to preach? I want to be a doer than a sayer. I want my word to speak for me. I want God to stand for me. Can I hear you say amen? I'm one of the fifth most used human being on earth today. And I'm the most traveled human being on earth today. 134 nations. Last year I did 1,164 miles for the gospel. But that's not what brought me here tonight. I have a little church at home that looks like this. Small church. In my city alone, we have 114 churches now of the same ministry. So instead of holding 10 services on Sunday, I hold 114 in 114 locations. So I can save my strength. Keep it. Point of contact. Listen to this. Oh Lord, I don't want your husband to accuse me again. Look, let's look at these words. Thy cousin, Elizabeth. She had also conceived a son in her old age. Let me tell you what God told me this about this, Dr. Isaiah. Look for someone whom life was against, but now life is in his favor. Relate. Find someone who out of the dustbin God promoted to this guy. Find someone whom this time last year his church was 50 people. This year he's 500 people. Not the man who said, when I was in Tulsa, when I was in Dallas, when I was in Miami, when I was in Florida, when I was in California, God used to. You don't need the God that used to. In those days, when I used to raise the dead, if God isn't, he wasn't. Six months pregnant, who was called barren. I pray that each of you will stop looking at your yesterday and start to believe God of tomorrow. Somebody tap your right leg, say amen, Lord. Amen. Because every time you look at your past life, it's so ugly you don't want to remember it. Six months pregnant. For with God, somebody say that. Say it again. Nothing shall be impossible. Is that in your Bible? Now say it with me, I'm with God. From now, everything shall be possible with me. For I and God have become unbeatable team. Verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. I love this. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Somebody say amen. Amen. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how it will be done. I don't know how it will start. I don't know. But oh God, just as you have said. I stop stress. Now I live by your strength.